This is the Teens and Deans panel, and we are being joined by Randy Pettibone, who I'm really hoping will be able to answer some of the questions that we're also putting to panelists. And one reason we wanted to put together this panel is to look at a very interesting and thriving artist publishing scene in Chinatown. And so a lot of our panelists in some way participate in that, and we're going to find out how very soon. Peter Frank, who is beside Linda Bunting over there in the white shirt, is a senior curator at the Riverside Art Museum. He's an art critic for Angelino Magazine and the LA Weekly. He was born in 1950 in New York and moved to Los Angeles in 1988, where he also served as editor of Visions Art Quarterly. In New York, Peter served as art critic for the Village Voice and the Soho Weekly News. He has also organized numerous theme and survey shows, including Artist Books USA for Independent Curators, Inc., Fluxus Film and Video for the Museo Reina Sofia in Madrid, Young Fluxus for Artist Space in New York, Visual Poetry for the Otis Parsons Art Institute in Los Angeles, Multiple World for the Atlanta College of Arts, and most notably, 19 Artists, Emergent Americans, the 1981 Exxon National Exhibition mounted at the Guggenheim Museum. His Something Else Press, an annotated bibliography, was published by McPherson & Co., document text in 1983, and a cycle of poems, The Travelogue, was issued by Sun & Moon Press in 1982. And finally, Abbeville Press released New, Used, and Improved, an overview of the New York art scene, co-written with Michael McKenzie in 1987. Okay, there's Wendy. Wendy Yao is owner of Ooga Booga, an open-ended retail space in Chinatown that features a selection of art books and publications, music, clothing, editions, and objects made by a diverse group of local and international artists, musicians, designers, and writers. The shop also hosts cultural events and performances, as well as rotating artist installations in the window. A Los Angeles native, Wendy has been active in the punk rock and underground music scene for over 12 years, touring nationally and making records. Then we have, beside on Linda's other side, Adam James, who lives in Los Angeles and is currently working on Effing Clowns, When This Shit Blows Over, We're Gonna Need a Bigger Life Raft, a collection of drawings made into 5 short books. Adam works with Simply Red Publishing in Vancouver, British Columbia, under the pseudonym Adam Knightley, both writing and illustrating children's books. Recently, Adam has been working for the artist Paul McCarthy, building Fort Fuck, a giant old western town complete with wagons and gun towers for an upcoming performance in Munich, Germany. Adam's drawings and books are in the collection of MoCA here in Los Angeles and other private collections in the United States. Then we also have 2 representatives from Cruise Press. I'll introduce Joel Messler, who is beside Adam there. Joel Messler opened Diane Cruz Gallery in Chinatown in 2000. By 2002, he was dissatisfied with the pace of white cute aesthetics and transformed the business into a multimedia press. Cruz Press dedicated itself to maximizing local relevance by production, not pretension. Manufacturing artist books, posters, artist prints, the Rambler newspaper, which you may have seen, as well as recording, representing, and distributing numerous art bands from the local community. In 2003, the website cruisepress.com was launched to distribute the music. In 2004, Joel co-founded 232 Studios with Mark von Schlegel. The company has already produced 3 films and has 2 features in pre-production. Meanwhile, Cruise Press continues to produce monoprints, etchings, books, blogs, and CDs directed entirely at the secondary and tertiary markets. And then we also have Mark von Schlegel, to my left. Mark von Schlegel's science fiction and art criticism have appeared internationally in magazines, artist books, catalogs, and anthologies throughout the world. He has served as a theorist and production assistant to Cruise Press since its founding, editing and producing the Rambler newspaper, our speaking newsletter, and various other film and music projects. His first novel, Venusia, comes out in October from MIT Semiotics. So I'd like to welcome all the panelists and proceed with some questions.
Can we dim the lights? Maybe like bring the lights down? Just make it more like comfortable.
David, intimate. Can you turn down the lights just a little bit? Thank you.